Teacher turnover is a struggle for a lot of schools. A new teacher is hired, they teach for a year or two, they get to know the community, and then poof, they're gone. It's often the worst at schools where poverty is high and student achievement is low. But an elementary school in the heart of Utah's Monument Valley might have a solution. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Trying to describe this part of the state can't quite do it justice. Like most of southern Utah, you have to see it to believe it. It's close to the Four Corners, which happens to be the northernmost point of the Navajo Nation, the largest Native American reservation in the country. If you've watched the movie Forrest Gump, this is the place where he stops running. And why wouldn't he? At 7 a.m., the sun is peaking above the Red Rock monuments, huge outcroppings, often standing all alone. The horizon is striking no matter the direction. And Jody Lee Chatty has a perfect view on her morning walk to school.
I don't think anyone has as gorgeous a morning walk as I do.
Lee Chatty teaches fourth grade at Sabinsiskai Elementary School. That's a Navajo word that means light on the rocks. And for those of us who can't pronounce it quite right, it's also known as TES. And Lee Chatty, along with every other non-native teacher, lives practically next door to TES.
So I live in teacher housing. You can't have a house on the Navajo reservation. So I don't know, it's maybe a quarter of a mile away. So I just walk to work every morning.
Besides the breathtaking landscape, there was another thing that drew Lee Chatty to Monument Valley, the salary. For some experienced teachers, San Juan School District is offering to pay them for each year they've taught, plus an added $12,000. Lee Chatty, who was teaching in New Mexico at the time, was offered $70,000.
I never thought that I'd hit $70,000 ever in my life as a teacher. Those were pretty big dollar signs.
So she came, encouraged by the pay and intrigued by the challenge. And she says it has been challenging. Students on the reservation are known to be shy. Lee Chatty says it was weeks before some of her students even spoke to her for the first time.
To gain the trust of the students was my first and most important job.
There are territories out west with wide open spaces. The Kaw family needs room to grow.
Since the beginning of the school year, Lee Chatty has seen a transformation in her students. They're engaged, they're self-motivated, they offer to take turns reading.
Okay, Hannah's reading next.
He was mostly talking about my big brother.
She loves it here, but she says her students constantly ask how long she'll stick around.
Our students definitely notice how long you're here.
Christy Fitzgerald is the principal at TES.
One of the first things that I was asked when I got here was, well, how long are you going to be here? You know, all the kids know, they see this revolving door of teachers.
Fitzgerald says in a typical year, TES and neighboring schools can lose 30-40%, sometimes close to half of their teachers. Although it's beautiful, Monument Valley is also remote. If you want to shop at a large grocery store or go out to eat, you're looking at a 2 or 3 hour drive. If you want to see Black Panther.
Yeah, if you want to see a movie, you need Amazon Prime. Yeah, you're going to need, if you are a big shopper, this may not be the place for you. Yeah, there are some drawbacks.
Because of those drawbacks, it's hard to convince some teachers to stay. And the constant turnover, more than anything else, has made the task of improving a school like TES nearly impossible.
It takes a long time to build that trust that you're going to stay, and that trust that you're here for them, not for yourself.
The turnover has taken its toll on student achievement. TES has an F rating based on statewide testing. So the district decided to do something. With help from a state grant, the elementary schools on the reservation have been able to offer a few high-paying positions to veteran teachers. They teach a full load of classes and are also responsible for mentoring fellow teachers.
You know, we've hired 3 for this year with a combined work experience of 60 years. So that's a pretty large depth of knowledge that we've brought in.
And Fitzgerald says the benefit is twofold. One, paying these teachers at the level of an administrator gives them incentive to stay. And 2, having this extra support and mentorship gives all the other teachers incentive to stay. This is the first year TES has had these positions. And so far, it seems to be working.
Amazingly enough, right now we only have 1 teacher that is planning on leaving.
To understand the kind of effect that this can have on students, it's worth hearing from the school's social worker, Danielle Shirley. This is her first year at TES, but she grew up on the reservation and attended a neighboring school.
just growing up, you know, we had teachers who kind of were in and out. The only ones that I trusted were those who actually I remembered from previous years. Even though I was like maybe third grade and my teacher who was still there, I would go back and say like, hey, how's it going? You know, having that relationship build and that trust needs to be that foundation for every kid.
Shirley says these kids want to trust their teachers. They want to open up. They're just extremely cautious. It was a struggle for her when she arrived.
But I kind of say like, hey, you know, you're probably my Yaj, which means like you're probably like my related, you know, family. So I kind of talk to them and I use like Navajo words when I can. And they kind of look at me and they just say like, oh yeah.
Shirley tells them about her childhood, bringing in water, walking through brush to the bus stop, looking after her siblings. She says the more they know about her story, the more they trust her. But even then, they still wonder.
They keep asking me if I'm coming back next year. And it's really sad because I'm like, of course I'll be here.
Working on that.
Miss Jody has finished my thing.
Well, that's beautiful.
Since Jody Lee Chatty is also constantly asked that question, she's had time to think about the best answer.
When the students ask me if I'm going to be here next year, I tell them I'm not leaving, and I'm going to cry, sorry. I'm not leaving until one of you take my job. And so I think that my goal here is to see that these kids grow up, and they're the teachers, and they're the administrators.
For Lee Chatty, coming to Monument Valley was an exciting career move. But for her students, this place is their home. Lee Hale, KUER News.